Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding at Shvi's Daf Ayin Aleph in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Chi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We learned in the previous Daf, we mentioned that there is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the Paskin regarding the two Gedushas of Shabbos and Yom Tov, meaning when Yom Tov is right next to Shabbos, either Yom Tov is Friday or Yom Tov is Sunday, do we consider Yom Tov and Shabbos to be one long Gedusha, one long day, or we consider it to be two separate Gedushas? And we're going to see now in our daf today enough community between the two. So the Gemara goes back into this Indian. Says the Gemara, Omar Ravo also uvdo kamei Rabbi Yosi. There was a story that came in front of Rabbi Yosi. Uba meivot ki Rabbi Yochanan. What did it pass like Rabbi Yochanan that we considered Yom Tov and Shabbos like two different kedushas? And if, for example, beitzah shenol de bezeh muteres bezeh. If an egg was laid on the first day on Friday, which is Yom Tov, so you can use it on Shabbos because now one long kedusha, one long day. Katshoma, the Rav, Rav Chanina Mispalgin, then you're the Rav Chanina or arguing Rabbi Yochanan, Shoramino. He backed out and decided not to do it. Not to pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What's the machlik? Is the Ispalgin they argued? Shiyor psilo, shiyor medur. The leftover wick or the leftover fire fuel, referring to wood, shiyori shemen of the leftover oil. Shekobu b'Shabbos, that they extinguish on Shabbos. Ma'olad liko b'yamtiv, can I use them on Sunday, the day after Shabbos? Rav Rav Chanina, terei yoin amrin osur. They say it's osur. Why is it osur? Because Shabbos and Yotov considered to be one long kedusha. It's considered to be like this is part of Shabbos. And because it became muktzeh at the beginning of Shabbos, on Friday night when he lit the fire, so then Friday night became muktzeh because he can't use it. So then when Yotov comes on Sunday, it's still osur because of muktzeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's mutter, because Shabbos is one Kedusha, Yom Tov is another Kedusha. When Yom Tov is on a Sunday, it has a separate Kedusha, and you can use whatever was came from Shabbos on Yom Tov. So you see, the Rav and Rav Chanina argue Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rav Yudah Kadei Ramano. So Rav Yudah told Rav Ano, Mafchol Gabi Beitzel. He said, what are you comparing this to Beitzel? Meaning in the case that Yom Tov is on a Friday, and the next day is Shabbos. And a beitzah should also be yotav as a mutter for Shabbos. How do you compare the two? It's not the same thing. What is the difference? So as Reb Chaim explains, the difference is that when you have a beitzah should hold on Friday, and Shabbos, if it's mutter or Shabbos to that only depends if you hold that Shabbos and yotav is two kedushas or one kedusha, as we explained. But if we're talking about shiur psilo, the leftover wick that was finished on Shabbos, and you want to use it on Sunday, which is Yom Tov after Shabbos, that could be because of something else. That could be because of what's called hachana. As the Gemara in Beitza says, you have to be meichin. You can't prepare to Yom Tov from Shabbos. You have to prepare to Yom Tov from a weekday. So yes, the wick is not also because it was muktzeh on Shabbos. It's also on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a separate day. But then the wick was prepared on Shabbos to be used on Yom Tov. And you cannot use anything that was prepared on Shabbos to use on Yom Tov, even if it's two separate kedushas. So that's like what it says, maybe it's two different reasons. Maybe the reason that why the wick is usher is not because it's one kedusha, but because of hachana. Says the Gemara, or ma de anon chami rabbonin medamin lo. The fact that rabbonin, the other rabbis in the Bismedesh, they compared the two machlekesim. Hado amro, he hado. This teaches you it's the same svaras and the same machlekes in both cases. The question is Shabbos yotav two kedushas or one kedusha? And the more it goes on to say a similar mahalach in the next few lines. Mishu Abba Askeni, I'm going to say the name of four Askenim. Kol Anechol Eruv or Berishorin, Arei Kivnei Iru Arei Basheni. So, if a person puts an Eruv Tchumim we're talking about, that a person is able to walk out of the Tchum by placing an Eruv, and he places one on Shabbos, and the next day is Yom Tov, if the Eruv was eaten on Shabbos, so there's no Eruv in the beginning of Yom Tov, so then the next day he doesn't have an Eruv. And he goes back to be like a regular person that lives in the city who does not have Eruv Tchumit, is not able to change the distance where he walks to. Meaning, Shabbos and Yom Tov are two separate kedushas. And the Eruv that was in the beginning of Shabbos works for the entire Shabbos. But once Yom Tov comes in, you have to have another Eruv. And if the Eruv is already eaten, so then you don't have an Eruv for the second day. Clearly, Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushas. So that's what the Gemara says, called a Nechol Eruv Berishon, if the Eruv was eaten the first day, the second day he's considered like anyone in the city. So Ravuna, name of Rav, says that halacha is like Arba Skeni, meaning that you treat Shabbos as two separate kedushas. So says the Gemara, Ein Alpha on base. Rav Chizdo Boim, Michlof Shitoso the Rav, L'chur Rav is contradicting himself. Tamanu avod l'shtekdushas. Regarding the Arba Skenin, regarding the Eruv, you see you treat Shabbos Yontev two separate kedushas. V'kohu avod l'kedusha achas, regarding the wick that you said, that if the wick was left over for Shabbos, he says you cannot use it on Yontev, seeming to say that Shabbos Yontev is one kedushas. Tit palgun, that's what we just quoted before. Shiur b'sil l'shiur medur shiur shem, and leftover of the wick of the fire of the oil, shekobu b'shabbos, that were left over from Shabbos, to extinguish the Shabbos, ma'u l'adliku b'yontev, can use it in Yontev. Rav Rav Chanina Tarbayin Amrin Asur, Rav Yechon Amar Mutar. Rav Rav Chanina holds Asur. So you see the Rav treats Shabbos Yontev to be two separate dushes. Amar Amana Kamei, Rav Yudon, so Amana said, Ma ofchas leptil gilu beitzo, don't compare ptil to beitzo, as we said before, meaning by ptil it could be tzav because it's one long dusha, but because you're doing a chana from Shabbos to Yontev. Mashayin can go in beitzo, maybe it's two separate dushas. Now I also answer regarding Eruv, why the Eruv of the first, it does not work the second day. So what's your question on Rav? Amalei miman de onon chamoi rabbonon medamim lo, the fact rabbonon do compare these two cases, Hado amro yado hi yado, that teaches us the svaras, the logic between the two cases is the same. And in Mail we have a contradiction in Rav, does he hold his two kedushas or is one kedusha? And the Gemara and Beitz answers that Rav goes l'chumra. So he holds that you always have to be mach, he's not sure if it's two kedushas or one kedusha. So therefore, regarding the Eruv, you cannot rely on the Eruv of the day before, because your mach may have to be two kedushas. Regarding the wick, you can use the wick, because it's considered to be maybe kedusha achas. Says the Gemara, Shein kayotzim b'yirokas aseder. So the Mishnah told us, the Rav Shimon said, every sfichim or mutter, Reb Chaim explains, meaning that they grew on the 6th year, but were taken out in the 7th year, except sfichikub, because the sfichim of the cabbage, that you don't have something similar, ein kayotzim b'yirokas b'yirokas aseder, something similar in the vegetables of the field. So now the Gemara tries to explain, what does it mean? So says the Gemara, because they're not similar to all the vegetables they usur. Because they grow big, they grow large. Meaning right away when the leaves come out, they're large. So what? When patient darkum the godol imois, you assume that's the reason to ask for them. Every other vegetable, you can recognize it. Is it new or is it old? But by kruv, by cabbage, it's the leaves right away grow big. So one who's choshed on Shemito, he will go and take the leaves that grew in Shemito and say, no, this is from last year, this is in the 6th year. And you're not going to be able to determine that's different because they all look the same. Right away, when they grow, they become very large, very big, and they're very similar to the one of last year. So that's the reason Rav Shimon said, Sfichei kruv rasur, but other sfichei remutur. The Gemara goes on and says, Eimichayvim oyser la'kor esaluf b'shvis. So although we say that sfichei rasur, meaning even though Rav Shimon said sfichei remutur, a rabbanon holds sfichei rasur. And even Rav Shimon has only talked about sfichei that grew in the 6th year. If they grew in the 7th year, they're asur. Luf, which is a type of vegetable, the arum, they stay on the land for many years. So therefore, they're considered to be growing in Shemitah only. So, you don't have to come and uproot the luf that grew in the 7th year. You leave it the way it is. The minute it grows in the 8th year, it's mutter, because it's butter. Because this thing stays in the land for many years, and it's not only specifically a 7th year growth, Rabbanu are not goyzer on this vegetable. And Michael is Sharish Hakinris Bishvis, or the Girsa of Chaim is a Kurnos Bishvis, so another type of vegetable that grows. This vegetable, the roots stay for many years, but the leaves change every year. So the root of the Kurnos doesn't become also Bishvis, because it's there for the years before and the years after. The leaves that grow only in the Shemitah have a different Svichim, you have to get rid of them. So here, the Unam Echaivus or the Sharish, with Sharish, we take out the root of the Kurnos Bishvis. He removes the leaves. If they grew in the 8th year, then it's mutter. Why if they grew in the 8th year is mutter? Because again, the shayrish, the root, is not asur. So wherever it grows from, it is mutter. What's the more? How are you going to do that? You're going to go to something which has the leaves that grew in the 7th year. You tell them to remove it, not to have a problem with svichin, and you will give, and you let the leaves grow for the 8th year. But these leaves that he's taking out, he's ruining the food, this food, instead of letting it grow. And if he's ruining it, he's taking food of an animal, making it ruined. So the more he's not ruining it, he's removing it from the ground. And then automatically it gets ruined. So it's not considered to be the Izmafsi Be'adayim, there's ruining a Be'adayim, and therefore it's not Asur, even though it has Kedusha Shviz. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Ayin Aleph.